So yeah, this happened 15 years ago, and I can only imagine that your life would have somewhat been turned upside down.
Yeah.
Can you explain to the listeners why, when I say 40 minutes, you have this story that is just it's surreal, and knowing you now, it's more surreal.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Can you explain the story in your words?
Yeah. So, 15 years ago, I was given 40 minutes to live. And I'd had four operations, and the surgeon had come out of the operating theatre with my blood all over her hands and said to my husband, "I don't think I can save her." And she said, "There are two men in the country that might be able to help. One of them is in Scotland, and one of them is on the other side of London. And we've got 40 minutes to get her to one of these guys." So I was thrown in an ambulance. I was unconscious at the time. I had no idea about any of this. And luckily, one of the men was working that day on the other side of London. And the journey was about 35 minutes. And I was hurled into blue lighted across London and hurled into an operating theatre. My husband and our neighbour followed behind in a car. My husband couldn't drive it because he was too scared at the time. And the ambulance crew said to them, "You know, if the ambulance stops, don't try and get in the ambulance, because we'll just be trying to save a life. And, you know, we're going to do our best." And I guess that was what happened, I think, from what I was told. And so then I had this pioneering new surgery done. I'd burst six arteries and I was bleeding to death, basically. And in this other hospital in London, they were doing this new stuff, and they tried out this new system on me, and they basically couldn't tell where I was bleeding from, and they couldn't tell that I'd burst these arteries, and it was just all going horribly wrong. And I was had a hematoma in my bottom that was the size of a small rugby ball in the end. And anyway, these guys carried out this surgery, and I remember them coming into my hospital room the next day, and they leant forward, and I was just coming round, and they leant forward and they said to me, "Caitlin, we're just going to have to keep our fingers crossed." And I remember thinking, fingers crossed? That's my life you're talking about here, and you're crossing your fingers? Oh, let's all just see what happens in the next 24 hours. Is she going to live or is she going to die? And I just, you know, it was weird. It was weird. But at the time, obviously, I was so ill. I don't know. It was a bit crazy, I guess. And I'd also just given birth as well, thrown that into the equation. My lovely 2.5-year-old son also had chickenpox at the time, so he wasn't allowed anywhere near me. My baby daughter was kept away from me because obviously I couldn't look after her, and they didn't know whether I was going to survive. And yeah, it was mad, I guess it was mad. And it, you know, I had several months of recovering afterwards, and I had lost 3 stone in weight. And I was really, 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 really thin. And I remember them saying to me one day, "Caitlin, we've got to weigh you because, you know, we're a bit concerned about this." Because I remember two of my friends propped me up. They walked me to the weighing scales to put me on the scales. And I remember actually feeling quite sick seeing what I saw on the scales. But I survived it, and it totally changed my life. Totally. And I heard on one of your other podcasts, you know, someone was saying, I can't remember if it was he didn't like the word lucky. Well, I feel lucky, and I feel like it was a gift. You know, it's that unwanted gift at Christmas. But it totally changed me, and it gave me some perverse drive to then make the absolute best of my life, and I'm grateful for it. I'm very grateful for it.
Many years into the future, your time as Caitlin Limmer is coming to an end. The person closest to you only has one sentence to describe you and your life here on Earth. What would you hope that would be?
Okay, so I want people to, the person closest to me, to describe me in roundabout this way. She never wanted fame or fortune. What she wanted was to shake people out of any sloth-like somnambulance. So a sort of sleeping, a sleepwalking of life. I want to wake people up. And I want to be remembered for waking people up before their final 40 minutes is given to them. Because they might not be as lucky as I was.